but this is not on the earth,
said the little prince. The fox seemed perplexed and very curious.
On another planet?
Yes.
Are there hunters on that planet?
No.
Ah, that is interesting. Are there chickens?
No.
Oh, nothing is perfect, sighed the fox.
But he came back to his idea.
My life is very monotonous, he said. I hunt chickens, men hunt me. All the chickens are just alike, and all the men are just alike. And in consequence, I am a little bored. But if you tame me, it will be as if the sun came to shine on my life. I shall know the sound of a step that will be different from all the others. Other steps send me hurrying back underneath the ground. Yours will call me, like music, out of my burrow. And then, look, you see the grain fields down yonder? I do not eat bread. Wheat is of no use to me. The wheat fields have nothing to say to me, and that is sad. But you have hair that is the color of gold. Think how wonderful that will be when you have tamed me. The grain, which is also golden, will bring me back the thought of you. And I shall love to listen to the wind in the wheat.
The fox gazed at the little prince for a long time.
Please, tame me, he said.
I want to very much,
the little prince replied.
But I have not much time. I have friends to discover and a great many things to understand.
One only understands the things that one tames, said the fox. Men have no more time to understand anything. They buy things all ready-made at the shops. But there is no shop anywhere where one can buy friendship. And so men have no friends anymore. If you want a friend, tame me.
What must I do to tame you?
Asked the little prince.
You must be very patient, replied the fox. First, you will sit down at a little distance from me, like that, in the grass. I shall look at you out of the corner of my eye, and you will say nothing. Words are the source of misunderstandings. But you will sit a little closer to me every day.